Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 2, Episode 17 of Gotham, Into the Woods, written by Rebecca Perry Cutter and directed by Oz Scott. It has become increasingly evident this season that Gotham has no real interest in the plots that I find myself interested in. Every time the show approaches something close to a coherent, engaging narrative, it shoots itself in the foot, cutting itself off and moving on to another, more boring thing. The show killed off Jerome far before his time. The show dispatched Galavan at the season's halfway point, and now, the story of Gordon and Enigma, which, if executed correctly, could have been the backbone of an entire season of television, is instead over almost as soon as it began. What the episode has between the two of them is solid. Not as good as a couple weeks ago when Enigma framed Gordon and got him sent to jail, but there's good stuff, especially the scene in which Gordon discovers Enigma was behind everything. But by episode's end, that's resolved. Enigma is put into Arkham, and Gordon is in the good graces of the Gotham City Police Department again. There's no patience to the show's storytelling. The second something interesting happens that could deepen the show, it walks back and reverts to the status quo. And that's not even getting into the Penguin story, which is just beyond idiotic. Robin Lord Taylor is doing the best work out of anybody on the show, but since the show returned from mid-season break, his character has been stuck in the most boring, pointless rut. After serving as his father's family's servant, he gets fed up and kills and cooks the two children, feeding them to the mother unwittingly. It is as dumb and as pointlessly horrific as that sounds. Why couldn't the show have Penguin working for Butch and Tabitha after being released from Arkham? Not to say this is what the show should be doing, since I think that's bad criticism, but it seems like that would be a more logical progression for the character, and we get to see him slowly rise through the ranks again, or trick Butch and become Gotham's big crime boss again. I don't know, anything would be better than what the show is doing with him now. Anyway, that is it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.